actors deliver lines. They are rehearsed, memorized and recited. The actor knows what to expect and he also has the benefit of a persona for delivery. When you look at the audience as having some expectations, you may feel overwhelmed. However, these very expectations can help you overcome your fear. Use the audience's expectations as a source of inspiration. Organize your information around what they want and need to know. Be empathetic. What would you expect a speaker to deliver? Would you shun this person for making a mistake? Inspiration. Many people who are afraid of public speaking never dream of delving into the performing arts. However, there are many painfully shy individuals who do quite well in this field. There are some who use performance as a way to overcome articulation difficulties like stuttering and stammering. One of the most outstanding examples is James Earl Jones. He stuttered and this prevented him from talking to others in social situations when he was a child. He overcame his articulation challenges by reading Shakespeare aloud to himself. He did not use this approach until he was a high school student. His English teacher encouraged him to use this strategy. James Earl Jones managed to overcome his stutter and his shyness through reading aloud to himself, then to audiences. He later became one of the most recognized voices in Hollywood. Relinquishing control. You may not be the next James Earl Jones, but it is helpful to know that someone can overcome significant challenges if he puts his mind to it. Part of the challenge lies in control. Even though public speaking in front of a live audience is interactive in nature, it is necessary to relinquish control in order to overcome your fear. People can feel much anxiety when others do not act the way they want them to. If some of the members of the audience seem distracted or fidgety, they probably have their reasons. If some seem as if they are not paying attention, don't fret. Your focus should be on the things you can control. Feed off of the people who are throwing positive energy in your direction. Some of the members of the audience may not respond as you would like. This is simply part of the process, creating an approach. You can control your approach. A well-thought-out strategy can do wonders for some speakers. Others may function better when they speak off the cuff. Too much rehearsal can backfire in some instances. Some people work well with notes. Some speakers have to dedicate the information to memory because the notes are too distracting. Consider your own personality and think about how you naturally interact with others. If you are commonly relaxed and spontaneous, you might want to use a brief outline and speak naturally. If you like to plan things to the finest detail, you may want to include detailed notes. Only you can develop an approach that works for you. Always remember the audience. Think about speeches and presentations that have impressed you in the past. You may choose to model after those events. This is a great strategy because you initially take the audience's point of view in this undertaking. 6 tips to remember. There are great benefits to collecting a few tips about overcoming your fear of public speaking. These little threads of advice can help you use your resources well. The brevity of the tips is one of the most appealing aspects of the tidbits. They are easy to remember and you can even use small notebook for reminders and inspirations. You will want to decide which tips will work best for you. Some of the suggestions will be of great interest to you while others may fall to the wayside. The purpose is to encourage you to take a first step into overcoming your fear of public speaking. Letting go of stress. Letting go of stress is much easier said than done and it always isn't realistic. It is important to keep in mind that stress can be a very good thing. Instead of fighting stress, you can harness it to your benefit. This may be a new way of looking at stressful situations, but it can yield wonderful results. You have probably heard friends, relatives, and associates tell you to let go of your stress. However, this approach doesn't work well for most of us. If it did, we would all be pretty much stress-free. Simply telling yourself to lose your stress can lead to feelings of anxiousness. Stress, like fear, exists for a reason. The human body requires some stress in order to function properly. When pressure from this necessary component becomes overwhelming, it is necessary to use anxiety management techniques to help control the burdensome feelings. Managing stress does not entail letting go of it. This natural anxiety can be harnessed effectively during a presentation. The very release of stress can function as a highly creative force that drives you through your public speaking venture. Nervous energy. One tip to remember in this realm is to think of stress as nervous energy. You can harness this energy source to your benefit. Considering that the anxiety is yours, you should take charge of the emotion. This is far more productive than worrying about taking command of factors that are out of your locus of control. Your nervous energy can serve several purposes. It can help you create a public speaking persona and it can be used for effective delivery. For example, you can focus on vocalization, volume and pauses with the stress energy you harness from within. Performance is a matter of transforming nervous energy into a productive force. Some people naturally do this when they take the stage. Others require practice and training to accomplish this task effectively. Learn to harness stress rather than letting it go. It is far too valuable as a tool for effective delivery for you to simply release it with no purpose. Takeaway: stress serves a purpose. Nervous energy can be harnessed. Laughter is a form of stress release. Concentrate on using stress rather than overcoming it. Focus on what you can control. Know your limitations. We all have our limits. If you are aspiring to create a stellar presentation that is going to take the world by storm, then you may want to evaluate your situation. Creating realistic limitations for yourself is a great way to approach a public speaking venture. Remember that the audience is on your side. No one really wants to see another person struggle through a presentation. It is nearly as painful to watch as it is to experience firsthand. Part of knowing your limitation involves setting attainable objectives and goals. The goals are particularly effective if you are working with exposure therapy or desensitizing program. You can create small objectives that lead to larger goals. Breaking down the task into small, learnable steps is an effective approach to learning anything new. And you are learning quite a few new things in this process. Not only are you unlearning your fear, you are replacing it with new experiences and emotions. You are learning the basics of oral presentation and you are learning how to harness nervous energy to your benefit. The long list of learning in this process is more realistically achieved in smaller, doable steps rather than all at once. The last thing you want to do is jump into a vast public speaking engagement full force. Your limitations should be kept in check. Takeaway: lofty goals can work against your efforts. Set realistic goals and objectives for yourself. Break down the task of speaking in public into small steps. You can always create larger goals as you progress. Do not overprepare. Preparation for any oral presentation is a must for the average public speaker. Some naturally talented individuals can roll hours and hours of witty monologues off the cuff. You do not have to be Robin Williams in order to effectively speak in public. There is no need to prepare to exhaustion, and the very process of rehearsing to excess can work against you. Things rarely go smoothly. A person may distract you. It is easy to briefly lose your train of thought. Laughter may emerge out of the audience for no apparent reason. This is simply part of speaking in front of a live audience. When you work to excess to prepare for an oral presentation, you can be doing yourself a disservice. This falls back onto your locus of control. When you rehearse to excess, you will probably buckle at the unexpected. Preparing to excess can also lead to problems if you are really trying too hard. It is easy to become overzealous in your approach. You may try to squeeze too much information into a relatively small period of time. You can also be completely unprepared for spontaneous moments. Takeaway: rehearse effectively but not in excess. If you feel that you are obsessing, then you are probably overpreparing. Prepare yourself for spontaneous moments. Avoid packing too much information into one presentation. Rote memorization is the lowest form of cognitive learning. 7 public speaking techniques that work: humor. Laughter is a form of stress release. Keep in mind that your audience is under some stress during the presentation as well. You are in this together, and one of the best approaches to creating a warm, welcoming atmosphere is to integrate humor into the mix. You do not have to come up with knockout one-liners or delve into a book of jokes. Humor is most effective when you harness your nervous energy during your delivery. You can either create a public speaking persona or you can be your honest self in your delivery. Either way, a light-hearted approach can work wonders. There are some obstacles to trying too hard to be humorous. Comedy requires a masterful sense of timing. Avoid trying to create a comedy routine. Just make the presentation warm, friendly, and full of energy. Remember that you cannot control every aspect of the audience's response. Laughter is not always what you seek. The key to taking a humorous approach is to focus on making yourself and your audience comfortable. This involves smiling, eye contact, if possible, and an overall outpouring of well-harnessed nervous energy. Think of being humorous as being personable. Creating a win-win situation. When you address the audience as a warm, humorous person, you help to create a win-win situation for you, your presentation, and your audience. There are various elements that naturally occur to just about every public speaker that may seem to work against him. However, these very obstacles can be used in your favor as well. Silent moments. The silent pause is a great source of anxiety for many public speakers, but it doesn't have to be. In fact, a pregnant pause can work wonders for a presentation if it is well placed. These moments can give your audience time to reflect on the information you are presenting, and it can provide time for you to prepare for your next step. Not all pauses are well planned. Some occur quite by accident. Some speakers may become further paralyzed with fear as they try to overcome their unnecessary pause. The silent moment can either work for you or against you. The choice is up to you. A quick way around this potentially awkward moment is to simply repeat your last statement with emphasis and continue on. You can inject a little humor in the process, or you can simply move forward as if the silence was planned. It helps to remember that nothing bad is going to happen. If you perceive a silent moment, heckles or harsh questioning as an opportunity to move forward, you can create a win-win situation for yourself every time. Look at obstacles as opportunity. Mistakes. Mistakes are part of being a warm, humorous presenter. No one likes a robot that does everything to perfection. Your flaws can be your greatest assets. Your audience can relate to you much better if you are a little flawed even in your presentation. For example, imagine being in the audience when a presenter asks for a moment to gather his thoughts. "I apologize. I just need a moment," she says. She takes a deep breath and opens to the audience with a genuine smile and an even more genuine, "Thank you." This is actually an effective opening that may have been planned from the start. As long as you are honest, warm and welcoming in your presentation, your mistakes will have little effect. In fact, they can work in your favor, especially if you can inject some well-timed humor into the mix. If not, no worries. Humility can work just as well as humor. Humility. There is something universally appealing about humility. An audience loves to relate to the speaker on some level. Pious, pretentious personas do not create a feeling of warmth and compassion. It may seem as if the suggestion is to be yourself, but it is not. You can create a persona to do your public speaking for you. It isn't necessary to hide your fear, but it isn't necessary to put yourself out there on a personal level. Many public speakers develop a presenter personality that they use for their oral presentations. This can be very effective if you are extremely knowledgeable about a certain subject. Your persona can help you discuss the topic on a personable level. This works much better than a cold lecture from an all-knowing, mistake-free presenter. Speaking with purpose. The purpose of your presentation is the driving force behind your performance. If you find the information tiresome and irritating, it will come through in your delivery unless you are a very good actor. You can make nearly every subject interesting if you realize a notable purpose. Look for the value in your message. Speakers are too often caught up in their anticipation of the experience, their fears, and how others perceive them. If you consider the purpose, the value, of the speech above and beyond all else, these issues fall to the wayside. Having purpose will help you create a meaningful presentation that is driven by passion, not by fear. Speaking with the intent to influence, inform, or entertain is not always enough. It helps to find value in your presentation. This can be difficult in some cases. For example, you may find little value in overseeing a mandatory meeting at work. However, the meeting is mandatory for some reason. Find the reason. Create value and speak with purpose. Key points. You may be surprised that a little information can go a very long way. In most situations, you only need three or main points supported by evidence or anecdotal fillers. Memory aids are wonderful to use as well. Consider that people rarely have total recall of a public speaking event. Auditory processing is quite complex, and too much information can be overwhelming. Keep your information concise and in tune with purpose. This can be achieved by choosing three or four main points or fewer. Too much information, too many facts, and burdensome details can wreak havoc on your presentation. This works in a couple ways. Your audience may be confused about your core message and your purpose. They need to try and sort through what is and what is not important. You are also causing yourself undue stress by trying to jam too much into one speech. Give yourself room and remember that your audience requires time to process the information. Emphasizing the same key points throughout the presentation will help your audience remember, and it will help you stay focused. Brevity. Let's be brief about brevity. You have probably heard that brevity is the soul of wit. This stands true. Clear, concise language can do wonders for a presentation. Your audience will walk away with much more if you keep your information focused. Well-planned pauses, inflection, and emphasis can help you create a brief delivery that has much more to offer than a boring lecture. You control the key points and you have the ability to help your audience recognize and retain them. Self-perception. Your self-perception is of the utmost importance. Don't think of yourself as a public speaker. Why compare yourself to other presenters? You can develop your own style whether you are being yourself or whether you are using a public speaking persona. There is no need to feel as if you have to be a professional speaker in order to do well. All you really need is to consider the audience, your message, and the most effective way that you can deliver that message. Thinking of yourself as a public speaker may lead to ridiculous expectations and feelings of inadequacy. You really want to make the presentation about the purpose rather than about yourself. Worrying about how others perceive you is a waste of time. This is beyond the locus of your control. See yourself as a messenger with a purpose. This perception can take you a long way. 8. Help and support. Support from others is a crucial factor in succeeding in your efforts to overcome your fear of public speaking. There are a number of different avenues to explore in the realm of support. Friends and family can offer much, and there are groups that are designed to help people who share the same anxiety and fear as you do. Consider the various resources available to you. Some people find relief through hypnosis. Others prefer to join a Toastmasters group. Public speaking classes can be very beneficial. Many are perfectly happy working with friends and family to practice and hone their skills. Friends and family. Practicing in front of close friends and family is a wonderful way to introduce yourself to the task of public speaking. You can gradually expose yourself to being in front of a crowd in a very safe, controlled environment. After some practice, you may become much more comfortable in the role of the presenter. This is a fundamental of exposure therapy and desensitizing. You know that you are safe. You will not be judged, and the practice will be a pleasurable experience. It is important to remember that things do not have to go perfectly. Choose your audience wisely. Hopefully, you will have a handful of friends and family that is willing to give you honest feedback. They should show a genuine interest in your success. This is a great opportunity to find out if you are speaking with purpose. The feedback should include your main points. Public speaking classes. The notion of taking a public speaking class may not seem very appealing. You may prefer to give yourself a root canal. However, most people who take these classes share the same anxiety and fear as you do. There are many benefits to taking courses of this type. The classes offer helpful techniques that are designed to help you deliver effective speeches. These tips and tricks can also help you improve your confidence. They can also help you overcome your fear. Concentrating on purpose, style, and technique rather than how others may perceive you is a fantastic approach to public speaking. Those who teach these classes can offer you a systematic method of learning which strategies will work for you. This also serves to help you take a cognitive approach rather than an emotional one. Hypnosis. Hypnosis is another valuable tool for you to consider. Your fears are rooted in your thought processes and your body's physical reactions to fearful situations. Hypnosis can be considered a shortcut in the process of overcoming the fear of public speaking. Hypnosis is not necessary for everyone. A qualified healthcare provider should be your guide in this process. Common techniques used by the professional include visualization and relaxation. This approach is ideal for someone who has difficulty letting go of his fear. Toastmasters International. Toastmasters International is perhaps the most valuable resource available to you in your endeavor to overcome your fear of public speaking. This organization offers a vast array of services and support designed specifically for that task of helping others overcome their fears. This organization offers a wealth of information and resources that are specific to your needs. Anyone who has a fear of public speaking can benefit from Toastmasters International. Even those who do not share the same fear can benefit from the information and resources offered by this outstanding organization. Information ranges from basic tips and tricks to help you overcome your fears to inspirational stories. There is a great sense of camaraderie and belonging. Toastmasters International can offer something for people of all different levels of ability. You can find an organization close to your place of residence for services and support. You may even feel inspired to start a club of your own through this resource after you have mastered the art of public speaking. 9. Putting it all together. Knowing the basics of the fear of public speaking can help you overcome the overwhelming anxiety associated with it. It is important to determine how severe your personal condition is when it comes to this fear. Once you have a grasp on your individual state, you can begin to take steps. Evaluating your specific needs is an important component to your success. You may find that a cognitive approach will work wonders for you, or you may need to go as far as to seek professional help through a physician or hypnotist. Remember that you are not alone in this fear. Many people share the same emotional and physical responses as you do. There are many reasons that you should keep this in mind when dealing with your public speaking fears. There are also many inspirational stories for encouragement. Finally, you can opt to put theories into practice. Practical application of various techniques and approaches can help you work through your fears. Knowing how to overcome your fear of public speaking is not enough. You also need to develop a personal approach that works for you. Fears and phobias. Fear is an important, natural response to various objects and situations. This essential emotion is valuable for self-preservation. It may seem as if being afraid to speak in public is invalid. However, the primary notion of facing a crowd while standing alone makes the inherent nature of this fear very reasonable. A phobia is an unreasonable, disabling fear that prevents a person from engaging in normal activities. In some instances, the phobia of public speaking, also known as glossophobia, may be the culprit behind a person's overwhelming fears. Establishing your personal state. Fear is such an inherently powerful emotion that it may be difficult to determine whether you are suffering from mere stage fright or whether you are experiencing glossophobia. There are considerations that you can make to determine how severe your condition really is. If you are unable to function normally on a day-to-day basis because of the remote possibility that you may have to speak in public, then you might want to consult a professional. A phobia can be treated very effectively, and you may be surprised by how effective treatment can be. Evaluating your needs. Everyone has different needs. Our memories and experiences are unique, and the severity of our fears can vary greatly. Try taking small steps by visualizing yourself speaking in front of a small audience. Does it seem plausible, or do you feel an overwhelming sense of dread? You may find that hypnosis or professional therapy is in order. Some go as far as to use medications in more severe cases. Some medicines can inhibit fear responses, helping the person deal with the situation more effectively. Others find that taking a cognitive approach that helps them view the public speaking engagement on a rational rather than emotional level work wonders. You may find that working in collaboration with classmates in a public speaking class offers the greatest benefits, or you may find help with a close-knit group of family and friends. Toastmasters International is an ideal resource for help and inspiration for nearly everyone who has a fear of speaking in public. This organization is dedicated to helping people in overcoming this specific fear. A universal problem. A brave person is not a fearless person. What makes the individual brave is his ability to overcome his fears. Few people are immune to the fear of public speaking. This is a natural feeling that is worthy of recognition. Your effort to take control of your fear is the fundamental element of true bravery. Natural responses. The physical and psychological responses to speaking in front of a crowd are perfectly natural. They just vary greatly from person to person. The dry mouth, shaking, and shortness of breath are to be expected at some level. You can work to use these responses in a positive way. All of the natural bodily responses can be considered forces of energy. You can harness that energy into a positive force that is used in your delivery. Your nervous energy can be your best friend. The audience is on your side. Since the fear of public speaking is somewhat inherent, it is easy to understand that you face a sympathetic audience each and every time. Nearly everyone can relate to your fear. Instead of viewing the audience as an obstacle, it helps to view the crowd as an alliance. The audience is there for a reason. There is a valid purpose for your presentation. Once you focus your energy on the audience's needs and your purpose, your fears will fall to the wayside. Offering humility and humor in your presentation is another great approach to working with an audience. Recognize that the group shares your fears and they respect your bravery. There is great benefit to re-seeing the audience in your presentation. Your self-perception is a powerful tool as well. Those who try to approach public speaking with the notion that they have to be outrageously talented, smart, and witty will most likely be overwhelmed. Consider yourself as an individual with a purpose. There is energy flowing between the speaker and the audience. You can use the very things that make you nervous to work in your favor. It is helpful to recognize that you and the audience are in this together. Conclusion. One way to overcome this emotion is to re-establish your self-perception. Do not view yourself as a public speaker facing a crowd. Consider yourself as an integral part of the audience. You are an extension of the insight and information that the audience needs and wants. Overcoming any fear takes practice. Different levels of severity require different types of approaches. Each person is an individual with unique experiences and associations. It is best to cater an approach that works for you. Practical application. Simply knowing something is not enough. Storing information in the back of your brain yields little results. It takes effort to put theory into practice. Once you have decided which approaches to try, it is necessary to put forth the effort. Practical application of what you have learned can begin with something as simple as visualizing yourself giving a speech in public. The audience can be any size you choose. This step is ideal for someone who doesn't really know whether he has a fear or a phobia. Using your knowledge. Your knowledge base should help you receive the situation. You are no longer the public speaker. The expectations are realistic and you are able to take an objective, cognitive approach to the task. This requires practice. Thinking past your emotional responses is an art in itself that requires mastery. Hone your skills by creating a small speech that contains a single main idea. Are you able to drive the point through with purpose? Do you feel the need to speak during each and every second of the presentation? Step back and evaluate your progress. Taking an objective approach to a fearful situation may require you to delve into the origin of your fear. Consider how the brain is automatically wired for certain responses and your nervous system makes your body react in kind. Are you able to look at these responses objectively? Using your resources. One of the best things you can do to take steps to overcoming your fear is to delve into the resources available to you. The primary resource is Toastmasters International. This organization offers a vast wealth of information and there is a great sense of belonging in these groups. Friends, family and trusted associates can offer support. It helps to make sure that these resources are open and honest in their reactions. You can get to the core of your fear by practicing in a safe environment surrounded by people who are genuinely invested in your success. If you believe that your fear borders on glossophobia, then you may want to speak with a professional. There are resources available that can help you work through the phobia, including desensitizing and exposure therapy. Some severe cases may require medication. Hypnosis is an appealing solution for many individuals. This approach is particularly helpful for those interested in retraining the brain to respond to the public speaking environment differently. Hypnosis can be seen as a sort of shortcut to extinction, taking steps to overcome your fear. A plan of action is required in order for you to progress. Consider James Earl Jones and his speech impediment. He used something that was of great interest to him to turn his weakness into one of his greatest strengths. The process of overcoming the stutter required considerable, dedicated action on his part. Use your passions to overcome your fear. If you feel strongly about a certain topic, begin practicing through this subject. Keep your subject within your interests at first. Later, you will be able to create presentations that have purpose and interest no matter what subject matter. Thoughtful practice. Practice comes in many forms. You may want to recite your favorite poem aloud in a secluded place. Perhaps you have a presentation related to your profession already planned. No matter what, you want to focus on the message instead of your delivery. Thoughtful practice involves a deliberate use of nervous energy. You can use your anxiety in positive ways. Practicing with deliberate thought combined with effective relaxation techniques will yield excellent results. Relaxation techniques. You do need some stress, especially when it comes to delivering a speech. How the stress affects you is the primary concern. Relaxation techniques are quite personal and they differ from individual to individual. Your specific approach should be designed to create a balance between your anxiety and your effective delivery. Traditional approaches include picturing the audience naked. This does little more than trivialize the group. It is probably better to create a visualization of the audience as a group of people in need of information. You are merely there to deliver the message effectively. Becoming familiar with the process. Becoming familiar with the process is a very important aspect of your success. The old adage "practice makes perfect" holds true in the realm of public speaking. Using your knowledge base and your resources can take you very far in your endeavor. Consider the first time you tried any task. There are times when a task was completed with seemingly effortless ease. Other times you struggled over and over again to achieve success. You did master the tasks in most cases, whether they required great effort or whether they were simple for you to learn. It is important to remember that the outcome is the same for each situation. You can overcome your fear of public speaking. The only difference between you and a naturally talented speaker is the time it takes to reach the goal.